Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, praise you, O God, and we thank you for the God that you are. We love that you forgive us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your power. We ask, Lord, that you comfort those who are suffering. There are so many in this land and across this globe. Not having to do with COVID, but just with things in life. Heartaches and drug addictions and just everything, Father, that this life brings. Forgive us, Father, for when we fail you. We ask, Father, for your hedge of protection with our president and our vice president and those who are around them, Lord. We just pray that you will give them godly counsel and guide them to do the very best they can with this situation in our land. We are in your hands, Father, we know that. Lord, I ask that you will bless CSC Talk Radio, bless my listeners, my sponsors. Make they be a blessing to one another. And may we always choose truth. And may we always choose you. For such a time as this, most heavenly Father, amen. Orders are not laws, and laws are not to be made or written to infringe upon your natural rights. It's something that we see going on here on a daily basis anymore. It seems like on CSC Talk Radio, we share, unfortunately, too frequently, the stories of outsider infringing upon the rights of citizens. So, we watched battles over land rights, and we've watched how MSM, the mainstream media, portrays the citizens as thugs and non-compliers. We've talked about our property rights, our activists, how they attack, screaming animal rights versus animals, animal welfare, within all the realms of our industries, our animal industries. Those who don't listen to CSC Talk Radio or don't read Range Magazine only see the propaganda behind the infringements and never understand the truth of the wrongs that are being done against citizens, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. So many times I have tried to instill in you and in me how important your local officials are. What are we all witnessing today? COVID-19? Whether you believe it to be a complete hoax or whether you believe it does exist but not in the severity we've been led to believe, we can all see those on the local and state levels across this land bullying and stifling the natural rights of American citizens. I should add that you see this unless you're completely blind and sold your soul to government and are now dependent on them. It's time for Americans to draw the line in the sand, or across the pavement, or at the end of your driveway. Wherever you need to draw that line, it's time to do it. Well, that line was drawn. It was drawn back in 1787 We call it the Bill of Rights. Democrat socialists like Bernie Sanders, AOC, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Chicago Mayors Lightfoot, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Tony Evers, Governor Janet Mills, Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker, or New York's Cuomo and de Blasio, and of course there's an Antoinette Plastic Pelosi, who is third in line to the presidency of the United States, and if that doesn't scare you to death, I don't know what would. But they hate every one of them, along with many of their colleagues, including a few rhinos. They hate those amendments, that Bill of Rights. They prefer to ignore them. And they like to chant, I've made an order and you must obey, you must comply. Many Americans are waking up. But unfortunately, many are not. They're already caught up in the trap of government dependence. The coronavirus has unveiled and unleashed the despicables. And they are showing us quite vividly what they think of us deplorables. Government is too big. But they can only have power if we allow them to have the power. Power over us, over our lives, over our livelihoods. The king, the tyrannical king, for which our founding fathers, our ancestors, those who loved and longed for liberty, wrote in the Declaration of Independence this following phrase. He, meaning the king, has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. I don't know the truth of COVID, but I do know the truth of tyranny, the loss of jobs, the forced shutdowns, lockdowns, government overreach, government intrusion. It is eating out our substance today. I received a donation today in the mail, and the message on the memo said, the battle is the Lord's, the victory is to they that endure.